The following is the realization of His grace, Mukunda Datta Das.
Nanda Rani was a great soul. She was born in a family of devotees. Her parents are initiated devotees and her grandmothers are also devoted to the service of the Lord. It is explained by Lord Krishna Bhagavad Gita that for one who is not successful in his present life in devotional service, in his next life he will take birth in a family of devotees or of aristocratic persons. You can understand from this that Nanda Rani must have already performed devotional service in her previous life. Therefore, right from her childhood, she was able to take part in devotional activities very nicely under the guidance of her parents and all the senior Vaishnavas. Nanda Rani had ample opportunities to associate with sannyasis and senior devotees in this way. With their blessings, she was very nicely able to engage in spiritual activities right from her childhood. We notice from her spiritual accomplishments that Nanda Rani was very serious about devotional practices right from the age of 4 and continued the same till she left this world. She was very nicely engaged in chanting 10 rounds of the Maha Mantra daily, reciting many verses from the scriptures and ashtakams, and also her thoughts on spiritual subject matters were very clear. Her Vyasa Puja offering to her spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, is remarkable. I was touched because she has very sweetly glorified her spiritual master. Hence, we can see that by the mercy of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, young children can be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So it is definite and certain that Nanda Rani has attained a very good situation. A devotee who is fully engaged in devotional activities, irrespective of his or her age, is certain to attain a wonderful situation after leaving the body. If a devotee is completely pure and has attained the highest level of devotional service, Krishna Prem, then such a person will surely go to Goloka Vrindavan and engage in loving devotional service to Krishna. And even for those who have not attained the highest perfection, there is no loss or diminution, as explained in Bhagavad Gita. So Nanda Rani, owing to the good fortune of Guru and Gauranga, is now eternally engaged in some place in their service, and there is no doubt about this. This is spiritual life, Anandam Budhivardhanam. This transcendental bliss of devotional service, as explained in the Shikshashtakam by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is always increasing, and we can achieve higher and higher levels of understanding. Our previous acharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, have also explained that devotees of the Lord are always engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord while they are living and even after they leave the body. They continue to do so since they are engaged in eternal devotional service to the Lord. There is never a stoppage in their devotional service, although apparently they disappear from our vision. We know that the soul is eternal. Nanda Rani is being glorified so much now for the wonderful service that she performed when she was present in this world. And also in the present situation, she will be engaged in further devotional activities for which she will be glorified again. The most glorious persons in this world are the devotees. They are the most famous personalities and their fame is eternal. Hence we can only wish Nanda Rani the very best. At the same time, we can witness that those who had the good fortune of associating with her or had some exchanges with her would definitely have been very touched by her sweet devotional attitude. All of us have an eternal relationship with Krishna. At the same time, we have an eternal relationship with devotees, which are very sweet. By the mercy of the spiritual master, we can enter into loving and sweet relationships with great personalities like the previous acharyas and eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. Nanda Rani was very sweet and we can relish this relationship with that pure soul. The mental consciousness of children in this world is completely pure, although they might possess some material impurities. But because of Nanda Rani's pure external behavior, her consciousness was also pure, and therefore her destination is very elevated. Hence, we can also pray for her grace, since we should always be in a humble position and respect all the devotees. As you know, even the Nitya Siddhas come to this world and adopt the child's body, and they grow up as pure devotees and should always be respected. Therefore, it is always appropriate to respect all the living entities who are very nicely engaged in the Lord's service and whose character is spotless. So I feel very happy to speak about Nandarani, and it has been for my purification and pleasure. All of us are eternal sons of Krishna, and in the near future we can again be together to serve Sri Gauranga and Radha Krishna and all their associates. Our aim is to join the pastimes of Radha Krishna and Golok Vrindavan, and we hope to be united there to serve our Ishtadev, and from that point of view there is no separation. Externally there may be some separation, just like when the spiritual master is leaving, we will be shedding tears. The disciples will weep when the spiritual master leaves them. But because they are situated on the spiritual platform, they understand that the spiritual master will manifest in the disciple's heart. And so the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple is never really broken. Even when the spiritual master departs, the relationship is still there, not externally, but internally. Similarly, amongst the exalted Vaishnavas, who are householders, as is the case with Nandarani's departure, we have the understanding that we are all eternal sons of Sri Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Radha Krishna, and hence, if, even though our dear ones may have left us externally, internally they are always living, and connection can also be there eternally. So it is only a question of time before we will be reunited again in the loving service of Sri Guru and Gauranga and in the loving service of Radha and Krishna. There is no need to lament after the departure of a dear one, except of course at the time of the departure it is natural that one will lament, because one is deprived externally from the association, and one may even have a celebration, the loving memory of the departed member of the family. At times, one may also cry in separation from the departed family member. In the same way, we should learn to take this as an impetus to learn to cry for Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga and Sri Sri Radha and Krishna to get their complete mercy, because that is also necessary so that we can advance in our spirit life and become completely immersed in the service of the Supreme Lord. Then we can also cry like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was crying to attain Radha and Krishna. Hence, crying is very necessary in order to attain perfection in spiritual life. And crying for a devotee gives transcendental bliss, Paramananda. I did not have the good fortune to associate or have the company of Nandarani, but I vaguely remember to have seen her together with Ananda Mohan Prabhu and Vrindavaneshwari Mataji, since they have been regularly coming to Vrindavan Dham. I very much appreciate the endeavor of Ananda Mohan Prabhu and Vrindavaneshwari Mataji to glorify their wonderful daughter Nandarani. Of course, I can only pray to Srila Prabhupada, Srisi Gonitai, Srisi Krishna Balaram, Srisi Radha Shama Sundar to bestow all their blessings upon Nanda Mohan Prabhu and Vrindavaneshwari Mataji, and also upon Nandarani, in case she needs some help for ultimate perfection.